Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of January, 2019, 2020. Get into the right year, Larry. We're told in Scripture that the first man is of the earth, earthy. First man is of the earth, earthy. And the second man is the Lord from heaven. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that he might, by the grace of God, taste death for every man. Well, as is the earthy, so such are they that are earthy. Good morning, Yavad Bahati. Good morning. And good morning, Rob Pugh. And good morning, Benjamin Gershon. Glad to have you all this morning. It's about 6 o'clock, 6:25 here in the morning on Saturday morning. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. 1 Corinthians 15:47-48. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That which was not first, which is spiritual, with that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. It is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, which will show you things to come. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, as we think about the return of Christ, we also think about our own station in life, where we're at in the scheme of things, where we're at on the time chart. I'm 66 years old, and so I've lived well over half of my life. I'm certainly not going to live to be 132, I can tell you that with the most certainty. Okay. You know, Methuselah lived 969 years. You know, can you imagine living to be 969 years old? Wow. My dad lived to be 92. My mom lived to be 89. But you know what? In comparison to eternity, that's like a drop in the bucket. Time, like an empty vapor is, it just kind of vanishes away. And we need to remember that we're just down here for a very short period of time. And we are of the earth, earthy. God made us out of the dust of the earth. And he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. So we will live eternally. Our souls will live eternally. And for those of us who have been born again by the Spirit of God, we will live eternally with Christ in heaven, in the New Jerusalem. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. We are of the earth, earthy, we're told. But we're, you know, the first man was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That which was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Well, what does it mean when it says that the first man is of the earth, earthy? Well, first of all, we are born and conceived in sin, aren't we? And something needs to happen, you know, after our first birth. We need to have a second birth. Christ told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sounds thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Welcome aboard, Shahabi. Glad to have you with us this morning. As is the earth earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Well, there's a distinction between the fickle man and the spiritual man. There's a distinction between the first Adam and the second Adam, who was Jesus Christ. And we see that we are born and conceived in a world of sin. We're born and conceived in sin. And Christ said, you must be born again. This rebirth, this new birth that we're given in Christ, changes our thoughts, our philosophy, our attitude, our attitudes, our values, our priorities. That's what the scripture means when it says all things have become new. My answer to atheists. So you say there is no God, that he does not exist. You say that this world came together by goo and matter that mixed. Just by chance it came together to make life. That's what you say. Look around you, man. You know it's not that way. Look up into the heavens and see millions of stars, the moon, the sun. But you say the world was created by goo and matter that together spun? You claim to be logical and intelligent and be able to think clearly? Sir, I believe your cognitive processes have been affected severely. The human being has thousands of articulate functions that work simultaneously, all in orchestrated conjunction. You say the amoeba cell split so all of this could happen. Sir, you have me splitting at the seams. Yes, you have me laughing. Look at the oceans and the mountains in their majesty. Yet you hold on to this theory. I suspect you're on the drug ecstasy. Stop and think that this world has been created. Give up all this nonsense of evolution. You are highly overrated. The Bible says a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Stop mocking your creator and great and his board, Sheely Barnabas. Glad to have you with us this morning. For soon you will stand before him and give an account for these things you have said. You have an eternal soul, and no, you won't be dead, but living instead. You know, there are certain things that the body of Christ agree upon. First of all, we agree that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inherent Word of God. We also believe the Scripture when it says that He was wounded for our transgressions, He was born for our iniquities, and by His stripes we are healed. We also believe that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I've entitled this, On This We Can Agree. I don't have to agree with you, and you don't have to agree with me, but if we are brothers and sisters in Christ, we should on this agree, that Jesus shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and chose us before the foundation of the world to save us for eternity. Yes, this involves a lot of things, including repentance, conversion, and faith. And all of God's elect agree he's not finished with us yet, but without being born again, we would be yet in our sins. Without being born again, we would be yet in our sins. What we believe is very important, but we must remember that quickening, the Holy Spirit quickening us, is the cause of us believing and repenting and fleeing to our Savior. Ideas and thought beliefs make up the content of our life. What you believe comes from somewhere. So where do you get your beliefs, your ideas, and your thoughts? Is it merely a compilation of a universal mind? Thoughts and beliefs and ideas come from one of three sources: man, God, or Satan. How does one determine which of these three sources our ideas, thoughts, and beliefs are coming from? Well, the answer is determined whether one has been born again by the Spirit of God, or whether they're still dead in trespasses and sin. If one is born of the Spirit of God, all things have been made new. The person born again has been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and now his or her thoughts are under the direction of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing to the child of God to know that his or her thoughts, ideas, and beliefs are now under the Master's control, who are directed by God's Word, his Holy Spirit. You know, when we take our first breath and are born on the earth, our mother and father celebrate our new birth. They invite their relatives over full of joy and laughter. But in reality, we've been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. The Bible tells us for God's people, they were predestinated. It was His plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, and we have received salvation, then the final thing to be accomplished for us is our glorification. You know, when I was young, I read a book called Great Expectations. But it wasn't spiritually motivated at all. Like many who have unrealistic expectations, they are beating their heads against the wall. You cannot force someone else to change. You cannot even change your own heart. So why don't you read the Bible? And we'll discover for a start that God is sovereign, and this is not our part. Being resigned to God's will is the perfect admission that He's brought our hearts into submission. And we can say like Christ, not my will, but thine be done. This is the best way for God's people to honor His Son. So the next time we get all bent out of shape and we don't like the way things are going, remember God is in control. And if we are one of His children, He has redeemed our eternal souls. So praise Him and give Him thanks for giving His very life for you and causing you to be born again and giving you a home in heaven too. There's something about this new birth that gives us hope. We're looking for the greatest family reunion ever. We're looking for that time when we are seated around the throne at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're looking forward to the time where we will have no sorrow or suffering or pain, no worries, no financial concerns. You know, there's an owner of a travel agency in Kansas City, and his slogan is creating memories that last a lifetime. But this lifetime is over and it disappears like fizz. What about the slogan, I have the eternal sunshine? I like this slogan much better than his. To have the eternal sunshine is to have everlasting bliss and not just a place in physical time. We see beautiful scenes captured here in pictures on earth. But in heaven, we won't need cameras to capture them at all. Not some pictures on the Facebook wall. No, there will be no sad pictures in heaven. No tears of remorse. It will be God's eternal sun shining on us. Eternity will never stop. It will never run its course. The Savior will be the light of that city where we will need no sun. It will be an eternal picture of communion with the three in one. Well, you know, there's a big distinction between the man earthy and one of the greatest pictures that we can see of the distinction between the earthy man and the spiritual man. Welcome aboard, Troy Sharbrough. Good to see you, brother. May you have a blessed, and everyone on here have a blessed weekend this Saturday morning. One of the things we can look at is to see how man, before he's born again by the Spirit of God, how he exalts himself, how he puts himself on the throne. No better example of that, evidence of how man tries to take the place of God, is the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. I've entitled this little poem, The Pope. The Pope is a fraud, a true antichrist. This is the truth. I'm not being funny. He's saying he is God here on earth, and you must confess to him your sins first. Scripture tells us there's only one mediator between God and man, and it's not the Pope. That's not in God's plan. There's only one name given among men. It is Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sins. The Pope sits on his throne and says, all have to go through me. And I'm here to proclaim and let it not be concealed. The Pope is the man of sin. It's been clearly revealed. So proclaim it far and wide through the land. The Pope has deception in the palm of his hand. Let's give glory and honor to whom it is due. It is Jesus Christ who died for sinners like me and you. Amen. We need to look to Christ for all things. We realize that we were born and conceived in sin, but we realize also for us who've been born again that we are trusting in the merits of the works of Jesus Christ alone. You know, the Bible is not just another book. It is God-breathed, the living Word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe it or not is the question at hand. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and that all man died in Adam, and all who are made alive in Christ. Well, Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And the Bible says that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. Isn't that beautiful? All that come to him he will in no wise cast out, because they've already been given to him by the Father. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ says you must be born again. So the Bible says the first thing that must happen to a sinner is he must be born again. And then he receives the faith to believe that Christ died for his sins. And then he will readily confess that he is a sinner in need of a Savior. He will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him on Calvary as a perfect sacrifice for his sins. And when this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He's no longer under condemnation and has received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to him. And he realizes now that he was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. Being born again. Well, I hope the good Lord will take these thoughts this morning and apply them to your heart. And let us always remember that if we've been born again by the Spirit of God, we could have never received a greater gift. We could have never received a greater gift than the gift of salvation, the gift of adoption, the gift of predestination and election, the gift of justification, the gift of forgiveness of our sins, and the gift of our final glorification to be with Christ throughout the endless ages of eternity. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. And Oscar Graves, I see you joined us, as well as Samuel Apingo. And see if I can say this correctly. Zulfiger Gill and Kimberly Justice. And may the good Lord give you the strength and the courage and the hope and the comfort in what he's done. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, white as snow. And when before the throne we stand in him complete, he died our souls to save. Our lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. You're in our prayers, and I hope that me and my family are in your prayers as well. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.